In her written decision, Circuit Judge Marianne Sumi said there was a strong public interest in sustaining the legislature's action, and that the public was not served by keeping the collective bargaining plan in limbo. But Sumi also wrote that the public's interest in sustaining the open meetings law outweighed that. Wrote Sumi, quote, "The court must consider the potential damage to the public trust and confidence in government if the legislature is not held to the same rule of transparency that it has created for other governmental bodies." Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barkas said the ruling was important. He initially brought the open meetings complaint the night Republicans on a conference committee passed the bill with less than 2 hours' notice, while access to the Capitol was limited.
It sets a precedent that from this point forward, any time the legislature is meeting, the people shall have a seat at the table. And that's as it should be.
Stephen Means with the Department of Justice, which is defending Republican lawmakers in this case, said the department was disappointed in Sumi's decision, which he said contained procedural errors. But Means said it could now be appealed. Republicans could also pass the plan again, negating this court challenge. But Means said the department wasn't advising them one way or another whether they should.
They are aware of the options. We believe that these are important issues here and that it's worth pursuing them in court.
Republican leaders issued statements saying they were confident the Supreme Court would side with them. But they've also said previously that if the court doesn't decide soon, they'll pass the bargaining plan again as part of the budget they hope to finish in coming weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.